welcome to Karate Kid Master Dojo. This is Master Craig. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? In case you're joining us for the first time, I am Senior Master Craig Greca. I'm a 6th-degree black belt in the Universal Martial Art, a 5th-degree master in the Choi Kwon Do Martial Art. I'm a brown sash in Kung Fu, and I've been training for over 3 years in Kabuto Weapons. And I'm here today to discuss the teachings and trainings inside the Karate Kid universe, including the Cobra Kai Netflix show. Now, today's example is seen in both the Karate Kid and the Cobra Kai shows, where the Miyagi-Do students train by doing a kata, or we like to call a pattern, which is usually a series of movements put together to practice their techniques in a smooth and aerobic way for exercise, for technique improvement, and to build endurance. So our topic today is endurance machine. Okay. So a little personal history on this. When we were younger, we had an instructor named Gene Duncan, or we like to call Master Duncan, who inspired us to greatness in understanding martial arts science to explain why we did what we did. He provided the roots of our martial art. One workout that we did at his house was called a pyramid of patterns, okay? Or once again, kata. Now, how you do this is you start at the white belt, and then you work your way to the yellow and so on and so forth, up to your highest pattern. Now, in our martial art, this takes about 45 minutes to do one set. Then what happens is that you go back down to the, after you finished the set of patterns, then you go back down to the yellow belt, which is the second one, and then you go all the way back up to your highest, and so on and so on, okay? Now, when we did this back in the day, okay, we didn't have as many patterns as we do now, so I think we added about 3 or 4 patterns to that, maybe, yeah, three or four patterns to that since. So it makes it a little bit longer because those patterns are quite lengthy. So after you've done this, you go back down to the gold belt, and you go up to your highest, then you go back down to the orange belt, go up to your highest. It takes a long time to do this. This is one continuous motion, and you keep going. Now, we did this straight for about 2 hours, okay? Now, the day that we did this, we were all wearing black uniforms. We wore our full dobuk, our full gi, and when we were done, it was a hot day, and of course, it was, we were feeling it. So our uniform was soaked through the sweat that we had produced while we were doing our patterns in the hot sun. And the funny part about this whole story is that once we got all done, Master Duncan had a pool. So we kind of like all consensus and said, here we go. And we all ran towards the pool, grabbed the railing, flipped over, and fell into the water with our full uniform on, okay? And that was the funny part because we just, like, we didn't care. We didn't go get a swimsuit on or nothing. We just ran towards the pool, jumped over the railing, and fell into the water. So, because we were so hot, we couldn't stand it anymore. So that was some good times, okay? And one of the reasons, another reason why I'm telling you this is because I'm established here in Michigan. I really want to get back to those fun times that we did, trying to inspire my students to have fun and really enjoy their training. So in talking about our endurance machine topic today, I was examining what kind of work task would Mr. Miyagi ask to do to develop this kind of endurance, okay? And I determined that the work involves manual labor, okay? So exercises like raking, you know, when you're raking your lawn of leaves, or just raking the sticks up, or just raking your lawn in general to make it better because you kind of grind up the dirt a little bit so you can, you know, put grass seed and fertilizer and stuff. So raking in general is a great thing. It kind of works the back of the shoulders, works the arms, works the back. Another exercise or work task could be shoveling. Okay, shoveling stuff like I just got rid of the flower beds in the back of my house, and I took the paver stones out, and I used the shovel to bring them up so I can grab them. But any kind of shoveling that you do, like whether you're shoveling around the yard, shoveling dirt, shoveling sand, shoveling gravel, it all involves manual labor, and it's all good for developing endurance. And also, too, we had this kind of rotten old peach tree in the backyard, so we cut it down a couple weekends ago. So I was thinking about that, too, because we used a manual saw, just like in the olden days. And we used a bow saw and an axe, and between both of those, my son and I were able to chop down the peach tree instead of chopping down the cherry tree, you know. But we chopped down the peach tree, and we cut it all up into chunks, and we burned it all. So that tree is currently gone. But it's a good exercise because you're using your arms a lot, using your back a lot, using your shoulders to do all that. And it's very, very good endurance type work because it takes a long time to do. We also took a lot of the brush around the yard and also picked that up and burned that as well. So another thing you can do too is take a walk or walk around your yard. Okay, so when you have a yard, you can walk around it to, you know, check out where all your grass is and how everything's doing, and you know, seeing if there's junk in the yard, or sometimes trash floats, you know, blows into your yard, so you have to pick it up. So walking around the yard or walking around a park is always good to develop endurance. Okay, sometimes if your shoulders hurt or your back hurts from doing some of the more manual labor, sometimes the best thing you can do is to walk it off. So you go walk it off by doing the endurance training like that. Another thing you can do too while walking around the yard so that you're productive and effective is you could spread grass seed or spread fertilizer. Okay. Now fertilizer, I usually use the little cart. You call it the little green cart. And I usually walk around with it, pour the fertilizer in it, and then I kind of walk around the yard. And ever since I did that, my yard looks like it's taken off, especially in Michigan here. We've had a lot of rain recently, and the yard looks like it's really taken off now. So that's all ways to get your endurance training in without and still getting things done. Because remember, part of our podcast is to always, you know, in order to fully learn any kind of martial art or Miyagi-Do karate, you have to unlearn your misconceptions about what constitutes training. Okay, and actually, one of the things that was said in the earlier Cobra Kai episodes, is this just chores, or is there any actual karate? Okay, is this just chores, or are there actual karate? So this training, you know, I got it from my dad, even though he wasn't in martial arts. The concept of doing manual labor and doing work in general to get things done, and also too to get your training in. Okay, so let's skip to the training now. Martial art practice today for your physical training is first local motor endurance. Okay, local motor endurance. And that's defined as the individual muscle or muscle groups that are used to perform exercise. Okay, and one of the ways to develop that is to do weight training with light weights and high repetition. Okay, I know that there are people out there that believe that if the weight's not heavy, it's not doing anything. Okay, and I understand that. And there is some justification to that, the intensity levels and so on and so forth. But when you're trying to develop endurance, and as you age, sometimes the light weights are less stressful on your joints. Okay, so the lightweight, high repetition works. Okay, so you can do different exercises. You should know how to do. You should learn how to do these different kinds, like how to do chest or shoulder or back or arm workouts, whether it's bicep, tricep, legs, and all that stuff with the weights. So that you can, if you have yourself a pair of dumbbells, you can do a lot of damage getting yourself in shape. So another way to do it too is to use body weight exercises. Okay, once again, with the high repetitions. A lot of celebrities will use body weight exercises to get themselves in shape for the roles that they're doing, okay? Because frankly, I mean, weights can do a lot, but sometimes weights just can't get to certain movements, okay? Now, getting in deeper into the martial art training of this is that all that stuff I just told you helps to build strength so that you can do the martial art stuff, which is doing a pattern set, okay? A kata set, a set of a whole of all your patterns, okay? So let's just say you're a green belt. You do all your patterns from white belt to green belt, okay? You try and get yourself in shape by doing that. Now, as you're, when you're a lower rank like that, you have to do those patterns two or three times to get yourself enough time in order for you to develop your aerobic conditioning. So you can do a whole set, especially as a black belt. You have a lot of, it's kind of funny, I'm recording in my studio, and when I came in today, I got to let you know there's a bunch of classic cars nearby, and they're revving up their engines, so I can hear them every so often. So I'm not sure if you guys can hear it on the microphone or not, but anyways, it's kind of funny. Anyways, pattern sets, doing the whole all pattern sets is very important. It's one of the most relaxing things you can do. I put some music on, and I just jam, having a fun time. My pattern sets are some of the most enjoyable things to do, because katas in general tend to be a little bit on the slower side and rhythmic, so they tend to be a little bit more fun. The next thing you can do too is speed drill sets. Now, these are enjoyable as well. We have speed drills in our martial art, and the way that they're designed is that they're very flowing. Okay, so they're almost like a pattern set. They're not, I mean, my personal opinion, not quite as enjoyable, because they involve a lot of spinning kicks, and spinning kicks can make you kind of dizzy over time. Okay, so if you're doing a lot of them, like you do in ours, you get quite dizzy over time, so it's not quite as enjoyable as just busting out a pattern set. But it's a way to get in shape, and it's something different, okay? Another one is that I've had to do in order to get ready for my my next test is basic sets, okay? Now, basic sets, I've told students before, these are not as enjoyable to do because what you do is you take, like, say, for example, you take your basic punch, what we call the inward punch, and you do that four or eight times, okay? Because the counts in Korean are always hana tool set net. So like if you do it four times or eight times, you can bust out a set that way, okay? And as you get higher rank, you get double, triple punches, so on and so forth. So you can do a whole set of hand techniques that way, okay? First do front hand, then do rear hand, then do front hand of a different one, then rear hand of another one, like round punch or vertical round punch or upward punch. You can do different ones like that so that you can work all your techniques, okay? Now, just to add a little tidbit on this, is that I actually do this at work with bricks in my hands. So I hold bricks in my hands and I do my punches with bricks in my hands in order for me to get in better shape. You can do that with hand weights too. Don't get something too heavy though, because you're going to be doing a lot of punches. And if you do 10 pounds or 15 or something like that, you're going to be really hurting trying to keep that up. So something lighter is always better for that. Okay, now basic sets, you can also do kicks. Okay, basics take a lot longer to do, and they're a little bit harder on your body because you have to lift the leg up each time. Okay, but they're great. Okay, now, as I said, that's not the most enjoyable, but it's something you have to do in order to get ready for a major test and also to develop endurance. Another way to do it too is I've actually built the basics into basic sets into the patterns. So okay, so I have a hand set of patterns that I do that's similar to our white belt senior, and I do all the triple punches in those patterns in order for me to do patterns in kata instead of doing just standing there going hana dual set net, you know. So it's a little bit more fun. The only problem is I don't test that way. One of the things that you're going to learn as you do martial arts and any kind of sport is specificity of training. Okay, it's a very important concept, meaning that, let's say, for example, that you want to get ready for a black belt test. It's not really great to go to the gym and work on the treadmill. Okay, treadmill gets you good at running or good at walking, but it's not going to get you ready for your test. It can be used to supplement, but it's not really great towards the end. You got to get to do the things that you're going to be doing at your test. And that's true with every sport. So like even like guys that are doing swimming, they may do the weights, but then I've even heard some of these guys taking the weights inside the pool so they can be in the water as they do it, aka specificity of training. Okay, so if a swimmer wants to be good at swimming, eventually they have to swim. So that's one way to do it too, to build those patterns, those basic sets into patterns. Now, one way you can do it too is you can, in like the, for example, in our martial art, you can take the color belt patterns or kata, and you can do double or triple kicks in those patterns to amplify and intensify those workouts. Okay. Next, one thing I always say, especially as I age, I just had a birthday recently. I'm 52. Walking. I do a lot of walking. So anytime like my back hurts, my shoulder hurts, my neck hurts, walk it off. Always walk it off. It's always good. If you have nothing else to do, walk it off. It's walking always, it's always easy to do. It's not that intense. And it's one way you can do, like for example, let's say I do that at the studio all the time. I'll do an intense set of higher ranking patterns. And then I'll take a break by walking around the studio. Okay, so that I'm still, my heart rate's still going. And I keep it going, and I walk some of the stretch off. I mean, some of the tenseness off. Okay, you can also too, in between your patterns, in between everything, you can do jumping jacks, and there's all kinds of variations of jumping jacks that can be done. Like one of the ones I did the other day when I worked out for 4 hours to get ready for my test the other day, and I was doing what we call bouncing shoulders. It's kind of like you bounce up and down like you're doing jumping jacks, but you just relax your shoulders to shake the tenseness out of your shoulders. So you're not doing the arm movement of the jumping jack, but you're doing almost everything else. And it's a great way to do it. I probably did like 100 of them in the middle of my my pattern routines and speed drill routines. So next, the one of the things that I do is I do active stretching. Okay, so I try and do stretching before I work out, but sometimes I don't always have the time. So I do transitional exercises, circles, knee circles, hip circles, arm circles, neck circles, all those different things to get my joints loosened up and ready for a workout. Okay. Then I do active stretching. Sometimes I use the handrail quite a bit. I'll walk around the studio. I'll do a couple stretches, keep on walking around the studio, do a couple more stretches, walk around the studio. And I call it like a stretch walk. You know, where I can keep on stretching, but then keep on walking, trying to shake it off. And it works pretty good. I can hold a stretch sometimes for like 10 seconds to get a little bit more range, and maybe hold it sometimes for 20 or 30 to get it to relax. So that's one way to do it, just kind of more of an active stretching type of thing so that you're kind of always building muscle recruitment and not totally sacking it out with the static stretching and laying down and stuff. Okay, so next, the mental training for endurance machine is stay extremely focused. Stay extremely focused while you're doing these patterns and endurance type exercises. You're going to have to block away uncomfortable feeling. Okay, so you're going to get uncomfortable when you're doing so much, okay, in your stretches and in your workouts. You're going to get to that uncomfortable feeling where you just, you know, you feel like just stopping for the day, but you got to keep on going. And unfortunately, sometimes you have to block away pain. Okay, so you know your hips are going to be hurting. You know your knees are going to be hurting a little bit. You're going to have to block away the pain. Okay, and one way to do that is to use relaxing mood music while you're doing it. Make sure you drink a lot of water, stay hydrated. And then the last thing is to be committed to the process. So like when you start off, you say, I'm going to start the process. So I start the white belt senior pattern, okay, a white belt pattern. Then I go, I'm going to finish this set. Now, sometimes I've been interrupted, okay, for whatever reason. I've been interrupted, so I've had to stop my pattern set. And I've even had to, like, go teach class, so I couldn't finish it. But then guess what? The next day or after class, I finished that set. So you have to be committed to the process. When you start a set, you finish a set. Start a set, finish a set. Okay, so you got to be committed to the process. You have to get over the inertia of starting the process, and then you have to finish it. Okay, and when you do that, and you have that kind of commitment and that kind of extreme focus, you get a lot done. And then you always kind of don't make excuses for your for exercising. You get your exercise in and you get your training done. Okay? Especially since I teach classes a lot, I don't attend them. Okay? And I'm also getting ready to for my next test, so that's very important. Okay, so to wrap things up a little bit, remember that we have a new martial art philosophy tip of the week. Okay? And I want to start with that first because we didn't do it last week. So we talked about it last week, but we didn't do it. So martial art philosophy tip of the week, get uncomfortable. Okay? When you get uncomfortable, that's when you start to change. Okay? So that's why it's very important to get uncomfortable. When you're doing a straddle stretch, take it a little bit further. Get uncomfortable. Okay? When you feel like you want to quit, finish the set. Get uncomfortable. Okay? And that brings me up to the technique of the week. The technique of the week is pattern sets or kata sets. I love those. They're fun. As I said before, they're very enjoyable. You can do them outside. You can do them anywhere. Okay? You can do them next to a pool with your instructor. Okay? Then jump in the pool afterward. Okay? That's fun. And then also the secret phrase of the week. These are all related this week. Always finish the set. Always finish the set. Okay, so whatever set you start, finish the set. Okay? And that'll make you into a better martial artist. Okay? So anyways, hope that you learned a lot during our podcast today. And then just remember that we're here every week learning martial arts through everyday work, thus creating life around you, increased productivity, and a better world. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. This is Karate Kid Master Dojo. This is Master Craig. Take care, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.